it's time for the Celebrity Stitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
Steel pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Cilla Wilk.
Hey, Hug.
And Jay Ango Brown.
Ango.
What's up, messengers? It's Wednesday. Hump Day is here. Do you guys realize that today is 2/11?
Yes, it is.
And 2/11 is police code for armed robbery. And we're 72 hours away from being stuck up on Valentine's Day, Sybil. Wilding and dining, surfing and turfing, copping and shopping, and some poor fellow gonna be eating oysters thinking he's gonna be shucking and his date's gonna be John. So let me be the first to wish all the other women out there who usually celebrate Valentine's Day on February the 15th, or Side Chick Sunday this year, an early happy Valentine's Day. You are appreciated. Speaking of appreciated, Sybil, I guess NBC Nightly News didn't appreciate Brian Williams living La Vida Lion.
La Vida Lion.
Yep, they suspended him for 6 months. 6 months! That's half a year without pay. Hell, police lie and people die and they still get paid while they're suspended.
Wow.
I guess NBC means Kneezy be candid. Did y'all hear they were having an anchor's idol to see who replaced Brian Williams?
Anchor's idol.
I heard Lester Holt's going to be holding it down for now, but congratulations to Lester the news. Maybe I should just call him Lester.
No, no.
Tom Cemetery, I like Lester Holt. He has nothing to hide. I mean, how many brothers you know that keep their resume on their forehead? I mean, for the world to see. So in other news, I hear Jon Stewart's leaving The Daily Show.
Yeah.
Man, these shows ain't loyal.
No, they're not.
I was hoping it was another John that was retired, like John McCain. Hell, if anybody needs to retire, it's McCainosaurus. How old is John McCain, Sybil?
102.
He used to be Betty White's babysitter, Sybil. He's about 2 years from being on a jar of Smuckers. Oh, mother Smucker. Sybil, this news got me confused. Brian lying, John retiring, Kanye crying, and Warren Sapp is buying. And we're 3 days away from Valentine's. The price of gas has relapsed. It's getting high again. The Powerball jackpot is $500 million. I bet the people in Boston are shoveling now. $500 million will give you motivation. Well, people, I hate to deflate the Powerball, but if you don't hit, you can hit up the standing ovation tour this Friday at the Leo Core Center with me, Samore, Honest J, Tony Rock, and D.L. Hughley.
Yeah.
I'm about to go play some Powerballs. No lie, though.